Forever Dog.
Look, Matt.
Where?
Oh, I see.
Wow.
My.
Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that culture?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
Wow. Ah! How we doing tonight, Bell House? All right?
Yes!
Okay.
Oh, I guess we should say, ding dong, Las Culturistas calling.
Oh my God.
Hi guys, thank you for coming to I Don't Think So Honey Live. My name is Matt Rogers.
My name's Bowen Yang.
You know what? I'm leaving.
No!
I'm fucking leaving!
Who here listens to the podcast by chance? Short round of applause. Great, very nice.
Who here does not? They just came out to the Bell House.
Yeah!
Yes, honey.
Well done.
You let the girl who doesn't listen to the podcast get like the best seat? Kill this woman!
Oh my God. Wow. Well, we're Las Culturistas. Usually we're just a very low concept pop culture podcast.
Yeah.
Very unstructured, very loose.
Yeah.
People either feel like they're listening in on like at a conversation at a party, but that conversation is like
stupid.
It's stupid. Yeah.
We call ourselves Culturistas. I don't like watch Game of Thrones. You know what I mean? Like, there's like a lot of blind spots. I haven't seen The Sound of Music.
Yeah, that's crazy. But like, but at this point, Matt is like actively not watch. Like, will not watch it as just as,
bitch. Isn't
as
it famously long?
It goes by like this, and.
Is that true?
The back hour, the back half is like really thrilling. Like they're escaping Austria. It's like really cool.
I went through a lot of my life not knowing that was about Nazis. And also, you know the play Cabaret.
The play?
Didn't know that was about Nazis too until I was seeing it.
Mm.
And let me tell you something. It gets very dark in the second half.
Oh my God.
Shockingly so.
Wow.
We lose people in that musical.
We do.
You're surprised?
What's been going on? We don't have any banter prepared, truly. This is like as blind as we're going into something. Like,
well,
like an opening block.
It's been a very busy month for us. We were in L.A., Los Angeles, or the City of Angels.
Sure.
City goes by three names. That was very fun. We came here, RuPaul's Drag Race season finale last night. We have a winner. Uh-huh. Who's happy with the results?
Who's happy? Great.
Who did you want? Asia.
Yeah. We talked to Asia on the phone today.
We really did.
That's true. she's the best.
So
she's
good.
The best. She's doing
so good.
Great. I first
except
of all,
like she killed like 40 bucks.
No, but here's the thing. For those
she's
of
doing
you
so good, except like insecticide.
For those of you who don't know, which we buy off the shelf. For those of you who don't know, this drag queen last night at the RuPaul's Drag Race finale tried to do this reveal with butterflies, and they all came out either disobedient or dead. And everyone's like up in arms about her killing all these butterflies, but it's like, bitch, bugs are not animals.
Also, bitch.
They're not animals.
We unfortunately...
Like, physically, like, taxonomically not animals.
No. I said, if you've eaten one hamburger in your life and you're upset about those butterflies, you can go fuck yourself.
Like, if you're upset about bugs dying, go, like, fucking protest the rain.
Yeah.
Like, it's not... It's not a tenable...
The rain is not a bug's friend. That's so true, Bo.
So, yeah.
But we did do our little costume reveals, like to, I guess, give a nod
right.
to the many reveals we've seen in Drag Race this season.
Yes.
So you guys loved it?
You guys loved it.
You guys loved that?
We loved that. What else? What
fucking else?
Guys, we're tapped. We are.
I just took a 45-minute lift here, and it was... I almost got sick in the car.
Oh,
do you guys
no.
get sick in cars? Hell yeah, queen, go off! Like we said, no prepared bits.
No prepared bits. Oh, this is something.
Oh, go.
I... I bought a toy.
Oh.
And it's, I thought I was being reasonable with like the dimensions of it. And honey, that girth is too girthy.
Girl.
On this.
You have to be specific, not everyone knows. He bought a toy that you put up your butt
up
for
butt.
Sex.
And first of all, you know, this is not a full-fledged, I don't think so, honey, but sex shop workers, like, you would think would, like, not have to be aloof. Like, you would think that they would just be, like, This is not a respectability politicking about sex shop workers, but, like, I came across some cold retail.
They weren't communicative with
she
you.
She was like,
you
this lady was like, yeah, just make sure you wash with soap and water, especially if you transfer between partners. I was like, yeah, I know. Also, it's not going between partners, honey. This is, I have a monogamous relationship with my fucking toys. Anyway.
It's Pride Month. I don't know if you guys know this, but I wrote a little bit of a Pride anthem.
Oh my God. He did.
Should I do it?
Okay.
Okay.
Everyone, let's set a beat. Here we go.
Imagine trying to look like fierce and I trip over the fucking wire.
Okay, Matt, what are we doing?
Okay, so this is based on a real text thread that I had between all my friends trying to make plans for Pride, okay? So we're all going to create the music, hi Mindy, together. Everyone, like, cooperate with me here, ready? Wait, hold on, is someone filming this?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Here we go.
Ready? Yeah. Get all gay in your foot. Here we go. Be a bitch to your friends. Be a bitch to your closest friends this Pride. Alienate all your closest friends by being a bitch to them. Hey, shake your bitchy ass. Hey, shake your bitchy face. Hey, shake your bitchy dick. Hey, shake it all around. Hey, be a bitch to your closest friends this Pride.
Very good.
That's it.
That's it. You know, Matt is famous. Matt, I think Matt's sort of imprimatur is that he is he's a seasonal comedian,
yeah.
Right? Like, he does a solo show that's about Christmas that he can only do in December. He does.
Yeah.
He writes songs that can only be sung in June, like that one. But I think that's good. Like,
you know who I'm texting with about it?
Jinx Monsoon. Jinx loves it.
So winner of season 5 of RuPaul's Drag Race, who loves it and says we're going to get in the studio.
Oh, yeah. We are.
In just 1 year, so.
That's how the biz works. Guys, who's ready for some I Don't Think So, honeys? So fun. Unfortunately, we usually bring a guest on. Usually it's Annette Bening. Played by Peter Smith. Peter Smith is playing Peter Pan upstate, so they cannot be with us tonight.
Our guest book work,
and we don't.
We do not, decidedly not.
And I believe famous comedian who doesn't book, Pat Regan, just shouted yes from backstage.
She's shouting yes. Famous comedian with no credits or projects.
As a show of solidarity. Okay, so we're going to do some I Don't Think So, Honeys. And I Don't Think So, Honey is a 1 minute allotment of time to go off on something that is getting your goat in culture, right?
Something you don't like in pop culture. Something that makes you say, oh, bitch, if only I had a stage.
Yeah.
I would scream about that thing, honey.
Yeah.
And this is actually 50 comedians' opportunity to really do just that. And who's been to I Don't Think So, Honey before?
I Don't Think So, Honey Live.
Awesome. Okay. All right, so we're actually going to demo a couple I Don't Think So, Honeys for you now. Before we do, let's explain the options of your I Don't Think So, Honey.
Yes.
So you can either come in with a pre-prepared topic that you've decided you have to rant about,
yes,
and take the stage and do your thing, or, honey,
you can pick from the Troll Bowl, which we've written. Yes, give it up for the Troll Bowl.
Yes. The Troll Bowl. These are beloved pop culture topics that would be very hard to talk shit about, but you must.
So some past examples have included Julie Andrews, Princess Diana, Robert Mueller.
Beloved figures.
Yeah, beloved figures. And
TikTok bitch.
You have to go negative on them.
It's taking a long time.
Some of the draws are devastating. In LA, you'll listen. We're gonna release that episode soon. I got Sandra Oh as mine.
Tragic.
So it's the hardest moment of my life. But now we're gonna switch it up. So we're gonna demo both. I'll do a pre-select one. Matt's gonna do a Troll Bowl pick.
Bitch.
Sound good? Matt, do you have a clock ready?
I am gonna get the clock ready. Everyone, please welcome Bowen Yang to the mic.
Great.
Bowen Yang, you have a pre-selected I Don't Think So Honey topic, yes?
I do, yes.
Excellent. Okay, Bowen Yang, your I Don't Think So Honey time starts now.
I Don't Think So Honey tattoos, bitch. Yeah. If I wanted to have metallic liquid to have little bits of chromium and lead and titanium oxide injected in my skin, I would go find a robot to fuck me up the ass raw. Look, tattoos, I'm not gonna go down to some parlor on Bowery and give my money to some Nazi sympathizer named Topaz, who was radicalized by Kat Von D.
30 seconds.
Look. Everyone's like, oh, they're so symbolic. No, if you want symbolism, go read East of Eden. If you want symbolism, if you need a tattoo of an oak tree on your clavicle to remind you that you contain multitudes, no, you're too obvious.
15 seconds.
You know what that makes you? A human acrostic poem, honey. So I don't think so. Even if you have ironic tattoos of like a bowl of fucking soup on you, I hope you struggle soon. I don't think so many people who have tattoos, we get it, you studied abroad.
And that's 1 minute! We get it, Topaz, you studied abroad.
Topaz.
That can't be your Christian name.
Oh
that can't be your government name.
Jesus. Okay, so that is a pre-selected I Don't Think So, honey. Had some
that was amazing. You guys feeling revved up by that?
Now let's welcome
Who has tattoos? Guess you're wrong.
No. Just kidding. I love tattoos. I just don't know what I would get on myself. Everyone, please give it up for Matt Rogers. Matt Rogers, you are picking from the Troll Bowl. Is that correct?
Yeah. I'm very anxious about this.
Okay. Matt Rogers.
Sorry in advance.
Matt Rogers, your Troll Bowl pick is diversity. Matt Rogers, I Don't Think So Honey, his time starts now.
I Don't Think So Honey, diversity, because now we know what it is. So, like, now we have to, like, do something about it. Like, what I mean by that is, like, we shouldn't have to fix it. It should already be fixed. From the beginning of time, honey, it should already have been diverse. You look at this lineup, it is diverse. And nobody had to tell us to. No one had to tell us to diversify our shit. It just was, you motherfucker.
Seconds.
All you white people who didn't get it before, fuck you. You should have been diverse from the beginning. I don't think so, honey, diversity. The word is too long. I like short words like
seconds.
Gum. I like short words like bug. I don't think so, honey, diversity. Is
Five
it just
seconds.
Diversity?
Just diversity.
I don't think so, honey, diversity. You rhyme with adversity, and I don't see adversity. I only see success.
And that's 1 minute. Give it up for Matt Rogers, everyone. Wow.
Bitch, I don't think so, honey, diversity. Give it the fuck up. Thanks.
So there you go. That was a tough one, Matt. That was tough. How do you feel?
You did not tell me you put diversity in the bowl.
I did.
You said you put diversity in film.
Which
I don't know how that's different.
I needed to broaden the scope of diversity.
Wow.
As a concept. Didn't have to be ethnic. Didn't have to be, you know, gendered or sexual.
That's true. It
or
could have been biological diversity, like plant life.
Absolutely.
I got a 3 on AP Environmental Science, and some of my girls that were in that class with me are here tonight. Stand up, ladies. They definitely won't stand.
Definitely won't stand up. Wow.
I got a 3 on that.
Yeah, 3.
Not good.
3 for, 3 for like a fallback science.
Fuck Let's. You, bitch. Not everyone was like, ooh, almost a doctor.
Yeah, I was almost a doctor.
He was. Did you know he was almost a doctor?
Almost. Didn't
Fans
do it.
Of the pod. Great.
Guys, who's ready for some more I Don't Think So, honeys?
That's great.
And of course, when we say guys, it's not gender.
No. Get mad at him. Get mad at him.
Guys is shorthand for ladies and gentlemen and MBs.
Okay. Wow. He's really sinking in front of everyone. Ah! And he was almost a doctor. you guys, everyone, please welcome our first group. This first group is called
Maren Morris. Please welcome Greta Teitelman.
Please welcome Micah Fox.
Patty Harrison.
Yes. Please welcome Amy Zimmer.
And finally, is she here? Rosebud Baker.
All right, you motherfuckresses. Greta Teitelman, to the mic with you.
Greta, thank you so much. Thank you.
Greta.
Thank you.
Is it going to be pre-selected or troll ball?
You know, I thought of a really good pre-selected back there just now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to stick to my guns.
Oh.
This is my fourth time.
Fourth time doing this.
Fourth timer.
And fourth time's the bowl, babe.
Fourth time's the bowl.
But wait, here's the question. What if I don't know it? Because I'm...
We'll move on.
Let's see.
We've set a precedent in the past for if the person doesn't know, we'll move on.
I have it in my hands and you do know it.
Yeah, my God. I'm peeing.
This is topical, hon.
What is it?
Your topic is, I don't think so, honey, Cynthia Nixon.
And your time,
starts now.
I don't think so, honey, Cynthia Nixon running for fucking governor, bitch. I don't think so. You're an actress. You are my number one woman on Sex and the City, and that is who you stay. You do not get to become a politician. You do not get to become a human. You are simply Miranda. And all that I care about is seeing you fuck that lowly bartender and living in a gorgeous brownstone in Brooklyn,
30
bitch.
30 seconds.
I want to see you serve hype beast looks all over Brooklyn Heights. I want to know, I love that now you are happy with your wife. That is beautiful. But that's all I need to know. Okay?
15
seconds. I want to just watch you raise Brady. I want to watch you run in the winter to Carrie when she's sad. I want to watch you get shit all over
by
the fact that you're desexualized by your friends. But most importantly, I don't think so, honey, Cynthia Nixon, because... no one identifies with you.
That's one minute. Who can identify with Cynthia Nixon? Greta Teitelman, everyone.
And now,
Salient points.
Welcome to the mic, Micah Fox.
Micah Fox. Looking like
Micah,
a fox.
Micah, look at this look.
Loving the look.
Thank you. Micah.
What do we think? Troll bowling it or pre-selecting it?
I have to pre-select.
You gotta.
This is Micah Fox's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, eels. You're fucking revolting, okay? You're a goddamn abomination of the sea, and you have to be stopped. Why couldn't you be a bald eagle and just die in the ocean and drown? You are disgusting. You are disgusting. You are what a snake fucks at last call.
30 seconds!
Did I fuck that eel? No, I didn't. It's got the face of a brontosaurus and the body of a Toblerone. No! No, I don't think so, eels! And they're always looking like they're smiling. What do you gotta smile about? Your head's smaller than your body. You're like when a penis's head is smaller than the shaft.
And it 5 seconds.
You always look like you're covered in a condom. I don't think so.
Yes, that's one minute.
Micah Fox.
I wouldn't fuck that eel ever.
No. And here comes an eel herself, Patty Harrison.
Come on, eel. Yes, eel. Go off, eel.
Go off, eel. Come on, eel. Yes, eel.
They love Pat.
As an eel, I'm shivering right now.
Yeah, I get it. It's so hard to hear.
Patty, what's it going to be?
I want to do the bowl.
Wow! I'm gonna
do the bowl. I think the bowl is very popular.
This
tonight.
Is a first for you.
This is a first.
This is a first.
Okay. Excited for this. Patty Harrison, your I Don't Think So Honey Troll Bowl topic is Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex.
Wait, I don't know. I don't know a lot about
her. You don't know her?
No.
Wait, do you really want to move on? Do you want to do something else?
You don't know her?
I know Meghan Markle.
You don't know her? Okay.
No.
Okay, this one's more well-known than, like, a princess, I guess. Okay. Your I Don't Think So Honey Troll Bowl topic is the iconic Miss Piggy.
Oh, this is going to be really hard.
Okay.
No, but that's Troll Bowl, baby.
And this is Patty Harrison's I Don't Think So Honey, your time starts now.
I Don't Think So Honey, Miss Piggy. Ah! No! No, a little pig woman with blonde hair. Why does she have to have blonde hair? Why does she have to have balayage? Her hair is always blown out in full balayage. Give her straight across tiny art bangs. Give her Bushwick bangs, jet black hair with purple tips. Give her a little triangle tattoo. This is really hard for me
because
I love Miss Piggy and I frame my whole womanhood around her. Oh my gosh, and her face is so ugly. Her nose is a circle that has two black holes in it. And that's like unnatural. A nose should be a long shaft with two little downward turned holes. They should never be facing forward, ever! Ah! I don't think so, honey, Miss Piggy, because Kermit has no discernible genitalia.
Five seconds.
How many?
Five.
Ah! I don't think so, honey, Miss Piggy, because there's no dick to fuck on Kermit unless he has a cloaca, and to be all about him is insane.
And that's 1 minute. Patty Harrison.
Wow. Wow.
Very good.
The iconic Miss Piggy.
And now, please welcome to the mic,
Amy Zimmer. Yes!
Amy. Hi. Oh, the look.
Okay.
Thanks.
So what do you think? Are we going to do the Troll Bowl, which has been popular tonight?
I know.
Or a pre-selected topic?
It's my first rodeo.
So
I was going to go pre-selected.
Okay,
pre-selected. If you'll oblige. Or do you prefer
Troll? George.
Okay.
Pre-selected is George.
We love pre-selected.
All right, here we go.
Amy Zimmer's I Don't Think So Honey. Your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Trends? Absolutely not, bitch. Okay, I'm done with all that shit. You want me to change just a little bit every couple of months? I don't think so, honey. I don't think so, honey. I'm keeping up with every single thing happening at every single moment, and you want me to get into bell sleeves? No can do, darling. No can do. I'm happy with my nasty little boot cut and my structured jacket, okay? I am busy preparing myself for the apocalypse. I need to be... in better shape, okay? I have to run a mile in under 13 minutes, okay? I don't have time to figure out the cutout situation and the top of a dress that doesn't make sense, honey, okay?
15 seconds.
We are in capitalist free fall and I cannot pay attention to the trends, honey.
Five seconds. Oh, she's done.
That's 1 minute. Amy Zimmer.
That was Amy Zimmer. No thank you, Trends.
No thank you, Trends.
And now, Rosebud Baker.
Rosebud.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
What do you think about the bowl or the pre-select?
I have something to get off my chest, so
Love
it's
it.
Pre-selected.
Here
okay,
we go.
Okay, this is Rosebud Baker.
First
I don't think so,
my
honey.
Voice is like, I don't think so, honey.
It's gorgeous. The rasp, and her time starts now.
Okay, I don't think so, honey. Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson. I fucking cannot deal with them. First of all, Ariana looks like Barbie before they made her normal. Okay, Pete Davidson is a skull-faced, scary man. I don't think so, honey. All right, Ariana belongs with Thor. Okay, with Thor, the character.
30 seconds.
She should be married to Thor, and she's marrying a stretched out Ken doll. That was left in the kiln too long. Anyway, I can't, no, absolutely. I don't think so, honey. I don't think so, honey.
15 seconds.
Thank you, I've lost my place. I got fucked up. All right, I don't fucking think so. If it was Christmas, if you were a little girl and you got a Barbie doll that looked like Ariana Grande and you got a fucking Ken that looked like Pete Davidson, you would fucking cry.
That's what I meant.
Christmas would be ruined. Baker.
Give it up.
Thank you.
For the Maren Morris Group. Greta Teitelman,
Micah Fox,
Patty Harrison,
Amy Zimmer,
and Rosebud Baker. Goodbye, Marins.
Some really good ones.
Wow, we are off to a very hot start here.
I love it.
Please welcome this next group, which is called Constant Vigilance.
Please give it up for Kevin Allison. Kevin!
Give it up for Desmond Thorne.
Give it up for Josh Gondelman.
Give it up for one Julio Torres.
And a new addition to the night, Miss Catherine Cohen.
Yes, honey. All right. Here we go. Kevin Allison, it's up to you.
Take the mic.
Here we go, bitch.
Oh, she's got paper.
She's got papers.
A little bit of paper.
She's got receipts
to the gig. 60 fucking seconds. I need my paper.
Yeah.
You need your paper. So you this is going to be pre-selected.
Right. So this is pre-selected.
Yeah.
That would be such a gag if he threw the paper and was like, trollable.
Oh, we've had some fun fake outs.
We'd be like, ah!
Kevin Allison, this is his I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. People who get through an entire I Don't Think So, Honey without at least saying it once, like, I don't think so, honey! Ah! Or, I don't think so, honey!
Different.
I mean, you gotta get a little variety in it, you know? Like, you could try the squeaky, confused, I don't think so, honey.
Ah!
Or maybe the sultry, I don't think so, honey.
30 seconds!
Or you could try it like that straight guy that Margaret Cho is dating who just threw the words away and was like, baby, I think differently.
15 seconds.
But the point is, if you're going for an I don't think so, honey, get a little I don't think so, honey, into it, or I don't think so,
honey. 5 seconds.
That was it.
And that's 1 minute. Ooh. Oh. I hope the industry was here.
Wow.
To see those impressions.
That was a good
it's
reading.
A good reel.
A fun reel.
All right, everyone. Give it up for Desmond Thorne.
Desmond!
Yeah. Okay, shirt.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
What do we think about the trollable versus pre-selected topics?
I'm going to do pre-selected.
Okay.
It's been on my heart for a while.
On your heart.
Nice. This is Desmond Thorne's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
Greetings, white people. This one's for you. Because some of y'all still think it's fine and dandy to be saying nigga just because it's part of a song lyric.
Ah!
See, now, every time I go to a party, I do what I like to call the gold digger litmus test. Because every time my song comes on, white folks be standing like this. And they about to hop into a game of double dutch. Just waiting to say nigga. But let me tell you, if I don't hear you singing the radio edit version, the version where he says, but she ain't messing with no broke, I'm coming for you. And that white girl at the Kendrick Lamar concert was the perfect example. And it's crazy that people thought it was, like, wrong for him to test her.
15 seconds.
White people test us every single fucking day. If a Pulitzer Prize-winning hip-hop artist wants to test that young woman at his own concert, a test that she failed, by the way, I think he can do so. Good night.
And that's 1 minute! Desmond Thorne, everybody.
Now, please give it up for Josh Gondelman.
Josh Gondelman!
Hello.
Hi.
You gotta love it. All right, so what do you think here?
I'm gonna go a pre-selected I Don't Think So, Honey.
Love you for that.
Thank you.
Love you for that.
Whenever you're ready. You're ready?
I appreciate it.
Okay, this is Josh Gondelman's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. Every movie having every superhero in it. And, like, I will say right off the bat, I don't like superhero movies because I don't care about them. Even though I look like I don't like superhero movies because I care so much about them. But now, especially with, there's every movie is a Marvel movie, and all the superheroes are all together, and it's weird. Like, spend some time alone. Learn to love yourselves.
Yes. 30 seconds.
Or make some new friends. Branch out. Every Marvel superhero is like the guy who only hangs out with the 6 dudes he knows from high school.
Oh!
The Avengers even sounds like a high school clique. Like, we're the Avengers. We all got caught from varsity football together.
15 seconds.
If I wanted to see Mark Ruffalo bring down a bunch of monsters, I'd watch Spotlight where he takes on the Boston Archdiocese.
Yeah.
I'm just going to surf that one out.
5 seconds.
Just give me a quirky psychological thriller or a biopic about someone whose life we haven't already been force-fed the details of. Side note, I don't think so, honey. Steve Jobs.
That's 1 minute. Josh Gottleman.
He threw a quick Steve Jobs
Everyone
one in there.
Everyone, kindly welcome to the stage, Julio Torres.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hi, Matt. Hi, Bowen.
Hi.
Julio, by the way, Julio sent me a text before I got here saying, should I look hot or cute? And I said, hot.
Yeah,
and
we can't do both.
It's a great success.
Thank you.
What do we think? What do we think? Julio, what's it going to be?
No, I have been waiting for this moment.
You have? Oh! Yeah. Okay, this is
Julio
Torres.
Sounds pretty selected to me, Bo.
It sounds like it. This is Julio Torres's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Little girls who for Halloween decided they're going to be mermaids, but for a tail they wear a little skirt. I don't think so, honey. Sweetie, you're not a mermaid. You're a little girl with too much makeup and a skirt. If I can see your little Skechers, you're not a mermaid. Commit to it. Commit to it. Drag your body.
30 seconds.
Or find a paper mache rock with wheels for your mommy can wheel you around. It's just like, you know how in American films, when they go to a foreign country, foreign people speak English in a broken accent? It's sort of the equivalent of that. I speak Spanish and I don't speak Spanish to my sister. Like, when is our abuela coming home? No.
15 seconds.
Do good representation and just drag your body and also no sequins, I think. I think I'm done.
5 seconds.
I think
okay.
I'm done. Yeah.
No sequins.
Thank you. Yeah, okay. That's
and
what
that's Julio
it.
Torres. I don't think so, honey.
Julio Torres dragging little girls.
And now, please welcome to the microphone, Miss
Catherine
Cohen.
Yes, oh, she's so shy.
She's so coquettish.
Wait, she gets very shy,
she's
guys.
She's so shy.
She gets
oh
very
my God.
Shy.
Stop.
Cathco.
What's up?
Cathco, what are we thinking?
It's Prusaloo.
Prusaloo. This is Cathco's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. My dreams? No, baby. Why are my dreams making me dream that I have sex reverse cowgirl style with Eminem and liked it? No, my dreams. Why do my dreams make me dream that I try to have sex with a tripod but it don't go in? No, my dreams. Why in my dreams am I still in high school? Why am I failing a chemistry test? Why am I trying to be on Broadway? The only people on Broadway, there's 3 people and they're
seconds.
All named Tyler. No, my dreams.
30 seconds.
No, my dreams. Why do my dreams make me dream that my ex-boyfriend got married? No, my dreams. No, when someone has been with me, they're not allowed to be with anyone else after me, and that's what the government says.
30 seconds.
No, my dreams. Why when I'm in my dreams do I wake up with my fists, my nails
Five
in
seconds.
My fist like a stressed out little bug? No, my dreams.
And that's 1 minute. No, my dreams.
No, my dreams.
Give it up for this group, Constant Vigilance, Kevin Allison,
Desmond Thorne,
Josh Gondelman,
Julio Torres,
and the very shy Catherine Cohen.
Oh, Catherine.
Trying to fuck a tripod, that has to be Freudian.
No, my dreams. Everyone, please welcome our next group.
People of the world.
Give it up for Rebecca Vigil.
Give it up for Zach Zimmerman.
New addition. Give it up for Peter Valenti.
Yes. Give it up for Kathleen Armenti.
And give it up for Stephen Paletta.
Yes. People of the world.
Oh, my God. Hi.
All right. And first to the mic is Ms. Rebecca Vigil.
Rebecca.
Yes.
Oh. Woo. Rebecca.
She got papers.
She's got paper and crushed velvet.
Oh.
Give me that bow, motherfuckers.
Oh, here we go, bitch. The crowd
There's
is getting
so
hot.
There's so much hate in this room.
Oh, my
This is going to be,
God.
I hope you've been watching the news.
We hope you've been watching the news.
Oh, no. I try to avoid it at all costs.
Well, right, this is a bright spot, which is not good for you.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, your I Don't Think So Honey Troll Bowl topic is recent primary winner, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
And your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Your name is too long for white people to say. Okay. Also, I don't think so, honey. How dare you? How fucking dare you be 28 and already in Congress? You know what this bitch was doing at 28? Getting a DUI, okay?
And 30 seconds.
I was not driving under the influence of making America a better place to live. I was putting people's lives in danger. Okay, bitch. Also, Bronx, really?
15 seconds.
Bronx. No, the Bronx is great. but seriously, though, I don't think so.
5 seconds.
To 5 seconds. I got 2 more fucking hours of this shit that I can rip off. No, but congratulations. I'm very excited for her win.
That's 1 minute. Rebecca Vigil, an expert. I don't think so, honey,
expert.
Right there.
She did the assignment.
Did the assignment.
She did
you
the assignment.
Rip that woman apart.
10 out of 10. And now, please welcome, God bless him for filling in. He has a show out tomorrow at the Duplex.
Yes, honey. Yes. It's Zach
Zimmerman. Check him out. Zach
yes.
Zimmerman.
Ooh, the look.
Thank
the
you.
Look.
Zach.
Stop. Uniqlo Stop. Women's Department. Embrace
yes.
it.
Yes. Come on, Uniqlo.
Come on, Uniqlo.
All right. Okay. So what's in your mind? What's in your heart?
I'm going to go pre-selected okay. as of Bowen's DM today at 3 o'clock when I was like,
so
this
sorry,
is it. No. I love you.
This is Zach Zimmerman's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey street festivals. We discovered shelter, but let's build a 2-day Hooverville, get sunburnt, and pay too much for sangria. When have you been in a store and thought, this is nice, but let's do it in a crosswalk? You think you're hot shit, street festivals, you're humid shit. I have to tiptoe like I'm in the board game Don't Wake Daddy, and Daddy is my overactive sweat glands.
I 30 sweat, seconds.
I sweat like a cute boy just texted me, so I text my friend that cute boy just texted me, and when I look at my phone, I've sent that text to the cute boy. The stakes are too high, street festivals. If you have a bad winter, it's on winter. Have a bad time at a street festival, it's on
seconds.
You. And as a gay man, if I don't have mimosas in hand by 1 o'clock, I get in trouble. And the worst thing about street festivals
Five
and
seconds.
Summer in general is I can't wear my jean jacket, the source of my personality. Thank
and
you.
That's 1 minute. Zach Zimmerman.
Wow,
beautiful, bitch. Beautiful.
Now, please welcome to the microphone, Peter,
Peter
Valenti.
Peter. Yes.
Come
I love
on,
a high
Peter.
Waist. Yes.
Thank you
Peter,
so much. Good luck. That's a good luck.
The look.
Peter,
now,
what's it gonna be?
Talk to us about the bowl versus the pre-selected topics. Where is your head at tonight?
So, I feel like because it's my first time,
yes.
I should really risk it all with the bowl.
Peter!
Nothing to lose. Nothing to lose on your first time. Okay. I thought that was like a cute joke, but it really made no sense. Anyway.
Yeah.
You can't nail it every single time. Anyway, your Troll Bowl topic is the actress extraordinaire, Miss Catherine Keener. No?
And I don't know her.
Do you know her? All right, we're going to draw another one.
Shady. That's an I don't think so.
But I'm not lying.
She plays
but
hypnotist.
You could probably tell me something if you want. I'm
she
happy.
Would play like a really good therapist.
A hypnotist. She's played
no,
two.
No, this actress is quite famous.
Okay.
Your I Don't Think So Honey topic is Sally Field.
And your time.
Remind me of a film she was in.
Steel Magnolias. Mrs. Doubtfire.
I love it. Hate me.
No. It's fine. Should we do
it? Give me more.
Should we do another one?
Do you want to go in one more time, bitch?
Or I can...
Is that
okay?
Let's
go one more. Let's go one more. You commit to this.
Honey, this is a supportive crowd. We're here to live.
No, this is supportive.
Okay.
Here we go.
Your I Don't Think So, Honey topic is the beloved Carrie Fisher. AKA Princess Leia. You know?
I know Carrie.
Got it.
Peter Belanchi's I Don't Think So, Honey on Carrie Fisher. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, being a princess in a movie. Carrie Fisher, she acts like she was all great because she had sex with her brother or something in a film. But that's what I do all the time. Hey, yeah, your hair looked good. I'll give you that, okay? But you're also... You know, you got like a life where you don't have that hair, and I don't think so, honey. If you're gonna do that in a movie, you're gonna do that in life.
30 seconds.
You have to do it all. Listen. Also, the white dress, it wasn't that hot. Like, it was cool, but it wasn't that great. Listen, Carrie Fisher, you are beloved by a world that
15 seconds.
Is also a bunch of nerds. I don't like Star Wars, bitch. I don't like the whole culture. And Carrie Fisher, you are a queen to these people. And listen,
5 seconds.
I love you. You're great. Thank you for your contributions to American culture. And I don't think so, honey. Also,
that's 1 minute.
That's 1 minute. Give it up for Peter Belanchi.
He made it work.
He made it work. He did the assignment.
She should rock that hair all the time. That's
she
a read. That's a read.
Hair. Give it up for Kathleen Armenti,
Kathleen!
Everybody.
Kathleen.
Kathleen.
I love you, Kathleen.
Hi, I love you too.
Wow, what do you think? Is it a pre-selected topic or is it the Troll Bowl?
Pre-selected.
Okay.
This is Kathleen Armenti's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. This is a really stupid thing that happens to me a lot. Pink spelling her name with an exclamation point instead of an I. I'm at the gym. I've gotten myself to the gym. I am exercising. And I want to listen to Pink music. And I type in P-I. And the only things that come up are Nicki Minaj, Pink Friday, and Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. And that is not what I'm looking for. When I was in first grade, I had a spelling test. And as soon as I put my folders up, you know, to cover the thing, I put my head down and I fell asleep and we were spelling the colors. And when I woke up, the teacher was done. And I furiously wrote down the colors as fast as I could. And she thought it was cute and gave me 100 because I still spelled the colors right. But if I had put an exclamation point in my P, that would have been a beautiful trauma. I would have been a different situation. You make me sick, Pink. You need to teach your children how to spell colors the right way.
Five
you
five
have
seconds.
Two daughters. I love you, but spell your name right.
And that's 1 minute.
Someone needs to tell Pink she's not spelling her name right.
Oh my God.
Someone needs to tell her. Thank you, Kathleen.
And who wants to listen to Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots at the gym? Not me.
I want Pink. I want lips. Pink.
Everyone, please give it up for Steven Poletta. Wearing some ASOS that I could not pull off because I bought
cute,
that same
bitch.
Shirt and it did not work on me.
Looking VQ. Okay.
Thank you.
About this.
All right, Steven. Troll Bowl. Yeah. It is DCM weekend. Yeah. Lots of improv.
Wow.
Happening.
Okay. I think I'm going to go pre-selected.
Okay, baby.
All right. This is Steven Poletta's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. Open casket funerals. Okay. First of all, let's talk about it. Open, whoever looks good, okay? My grandmother dies, I love her so much, and then I go to her open casket funeral, and she looks worse than Gwen Stefani's wax figure and Madame Tussauds. I don't think so, honey. Also, a casket, you're wasting so many trees so you can lie in the ground and do nothing. I don't think so, honey. And then funerals, life's hard enough, and you make an event where we have to go for 2 to 3 hours and be even sadder. I don't think so, honey. For everybody out there that's like, oh, I want to do an open casket funeral because I want everyone to come and see me one last time and give my respects to me and all of this bullshit, I say, I don't think so, honey. If you want to give your respect and you want to see me, come and see me when I'm alive, bitch. Okay? I don't think so, honey. Open casket funerals, you're unnatural.
5 seconds.
And it's not good.
That's 1 minute. It's not good. Give it up. For people of the world,
Rebecca Vigil, Zach Zimmerman,
Peter Valenti,
Kathleen Armenti,
and Steven Poletta.
That was a
a great group.
Oh, my God.
This next group that's about to take the stage is also going to take your heart, bitch. And their group name is called
It Must Be Friday. Please welcome Akilah Hughes.
Please welcome Rebecca O'Neill.
Please welcome Wanjiko Eke.
Please welcome Eva Victor.
And finally, give it up for Matt Belisai.
Yeah, it's Matt Belisai, y'all.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
This is fun.
First to the mic is Miss Akilah Hughes, everybody.
Akilah.
Yes.
Oh.
Now,
let's ask this question, shall we? Pre-selected topic or the troll bowl?
Pre-selected with the caveat that I just changed it a minute ago.
Oh, shit.
So
as a result of something you've seen, heard, or experienced?
Yes.
Oh!
Okay, this is Akilah Hughes, I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
Okay, I Don't Think So, Honey. This edible I ate earlier. I mean, there was definitely like a reason to do it. Like I was a little bit nervous about meeting all these people and talking to them about something that I hate, you know? But I Don't Think So, Honey. You can't just say that you're working and then it's like, oh, I guess it's not working, I'll eat another one. I was gonna talk about old people, but now I'm just talking about how like I wanna call my mom, but I should absolutely not call my mom right now.
30 seconds, don't do that.
Oh, I Don't Think So, Honey. I mean, so I was just in LA, I can't. And they were having a 70% off sale on weed everywhere. So yeah. I had to get it.
50 seconds.
But then I was realizing that like I had to risk my life with TSA, so I feel like this edible should be on my motherfucking side.
Yeah.
I Don't Think So,
five
Honey.
Seconds.
5 seconds.
But I'm out here and you know what? I feel good and it actually is helping my period cramps. So I guess maybe, honey.
And that's 1 minute! Akilah Hughes!
I live!
Girl. Here's a little PSA. TSA does not care about weed.
No, they don't care about what you can get right through.
Get
everyone,
it right
give it up for Rebecca O'Neill!
Hello.
The look.
You?
Rebecca, how's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
We're good.
We're doing great.
Rebecca. Loving to hear that.
Okay. Yes. How do you feel in terms of the troll bowl and the pre-slides of topic?
Right, right.
Where are we at?
I'm thinking troll bowl.
Yeah, oh! Troll bowl. Yeah. I love a troll bowl. Okay. Let's pick a good one. Oh, babe.
Oh,
here we
shit.
Go.
Okay.
Your I Don't Think So, Honey troll bowl topic
is
from the great state of Massachusetts, Miss Elizabeth Warren.
And Rebecca O'Neill, her time starts now.
Elizabeth Warren, I Don't Think So, Honey. You know what? You know who got shot more times? 50 Cent. Is he a politician? Like, where's your street cred? Girl, stop it. No, I'm kidding. Elizabeth Warren, what you want? Equal rights? So do I. Like, I'm at the bottom of the top. I'm a queer black woman. Girl, you late? You thought? No, I'm kidding. No, you're doing great. You're doing great. Elizabeth Warren, I Don't Think So, Honey. All right.
30 seconds.
All right. I mean, I do love you, but we got a plan here. I Don't Think So, Honey. Like, honestly, I'm tired of the people in office. I stopped wearing bras after the election, honestly, because I figure my titties are going the same direction as our democracy.
15 seconds.
Hold on. My titties have gone a little wonky from lack of support, but I feel like it's the same type of lack of support we've seen from our elected officials. So I don't
Five
think
so.
I don't think so, Elizabeth. All right, that's enough. I do love you. Sorry, girl.
That's 1 minute.
Thank you, Rebecca O'Neill. Wow, Elizabeth Warren, that is the epitome of a troll bowl.
That's a pretty hard one.
That's a tough one, babe.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. Everyone, give it up for Wanjiko Eke.
Hey. I'm going for it.
You're going for it?
No, like out of my mind.
Oh, okay. That was a roller coaster. My hand was in the bowl. Okay, here we go.
This is Wanjiko Eke's I Don't Think So, Honey. Your time starts now.
If I give you my phone to take a picture of me, and you take one photo instead of 85, I don't think so, honey. If I show up to a winery with you, take one photo of me by the trees. No. This is a photo shoot.
30 seconds.
Back in the day when you take a photograph, you take it with the flash, you see it 3 days later, and you're sad, but you have emotional stability to handle it. If you take a photo of me, you don't immediately scroll through at least 7, you're doing it wrong. I don't think so, honey.
Ah!
I took a photo of a family recently, and they're like, okay, we're done. I'm like, no, I have to reach 20. You gave me the phone.
5 seconds.
I don't think so, honey. Okay, thank you. Bye.
And that's 1 minute.
Oh, there should be a lot of options.
There should be a lot of options.
Everyone,
give it up and get ready for Eva Victor.
Eva! Oh, my God.
Okay, it is pre-selected all the way. I'm ready for my thing.
Pre-selected. She is ready to
yes.
go.
This is Eva Victor's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Chrissy Teigen. Yeah. You think you can be good at everything? I don't think so, honey. You think you can be funny? You think you can be hot? You can be smart? And also married to romance icon John Legend? No. When I point the mic at you, you say, that's not our world, bitch. Okay, let's practice. Great job. Okay, do you really think you can be in a happy marriage in this political climate? Do you really think you can raise over $1 million for the ACLU in one night?
That's not our world, bitch.
Do you really think you can simultaneously have a paid partnership with the number one highlighter from Sephora, from Becca Cosmetics, as well as a paid partnership with Pampers?
That's not our world, bitch.
One final thing. Where do you get off with the name Chrissy Teigen?
5 seconds.
Who do you think you are, Teigen and Sarah? I don't think so, honey. Chrissy Teigen.
And that's 1 minute. Eva. Eva, the queen diva.
Eva, queen diva. Working in some call and response.
Now get ready, everyone, for Matt Bellassai.
Oh my God. Look at him. The way he holds a drink is
yes,
just professional. Yes,
classy bitch.
Listen, all right? I'm not starting yet. Don't start the clock.
Let's go.
I too had an edible.
Ah!
And this is true. I've already spent $50 at the bar out there.
Bitch, you're fucked up. Honey. You are so fucked up.
Oh my God.
So I am fucking ready.
That is.
Ready for what? Ready? You want to do a pre-slide topic or the troll ball? You want to really roll
I'm
the goddamn
dice?
I'm
fucked up to trust you, motherfucker.
Ah!
So. Okay, this is Matt Bellassai's pre-selected. I don't think so, honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Gays who shame me for wanting to fuck Shawn Mendes.
Yeah.
There's 27 hours left to Pride Month, bitches. Let me be basic. Does he look like every Instagram twink with a wisp of a jawline and a bleached asshole? Yes.
30 seconds.
Do I still want to ruin his tiny twink Degrassi? Yes. Just because he looks like the student council president at Tim Horton High and I look like nerdy gay Shrek doesn't mean I wouldn't enter his poutine.
15 seconds.
I don't care if John Mendez is gay catnip. I'm a pussy, bitch. I will not be shamed for wanting his Canadian bacon in my Justin Trudeau. And I know... And before you say fuck you, Matt, you're clearly a bottom, and so is he. Fuck you, bitch. I'd butthole scissor the life out of him. Honey!
And that's 1 minute!
Matt Bellassai, everyone. Give it up for It Must Be Friday. Akilah Hughes.
Rebecca O'Neill.
One to go, AK.
Eva Victor.
And Matt Bellassai.
Oh, baby. Wow.
I have to say, butt scissoring Shawn Mendes is my actual sex dream.
Anytime someone is excluding me from some encounter because we're both bottoms, we'll fucking butt scissor.
Butt scissor.
We'll
There's
work.
Nothing wrong with it. It sounds wonderful.
Everyone,
to me.
Please welcome our last group for this first half.
Thoughts.
Please welcome Tommy Pico.
Please welcome Fran Toronto.
Joseph Odbenson.
And Dennis Norris.
The second. This is a crossover event.
This is a crossover event.
Crossover of the
Hello,
century.
Hello, bitches. Hello, fam.
No, that's not true.
Fuck you.
These bitches all know Mary Oliver's work like the back of their hand. That is true.
We met
They masturbate to Mary Oliver. Please welcome to the stage, Hey Teeps, Tommy Pico!
Tommy!
Woo. Tommy, what's it gonna be?
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
We're so excited to have you.
Awesome.
Awesome. Is this, okay, is this gonna be pre-selected or Trollbull?
This is pre-selected. This is like a special Pride edition. Like everyone else said, I had something to get off my chest and my ass.
Okay, this is Tommy Pico's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
Okay, I don't think so, honey. Anal? I'm sorry. I didn't say you don't think so, honey. You should think so, honey, Angel. Anal. Like, Dennis definitely thinks so, honey, anal. You know what I mean? But, okay, first of all, I have never had the impulse to insert myself into someone else because I'm anti-imperial. You know what I mean? Like... I don't think so, honey. Colonialism, like... Decolonize my butthole. And then on the other side, like, I don't think so, honey, preparation. Like, I'd much rather be spontaneous if you let me know beforehand. Like, I don't think so, honey, like, anal. Also, like, you stay in your body, I'll stay in my body.
5 seconds.
And it's just, like, all that preparation just so you don't leave, like, a brown elf shoe in somebody's sheets. Like, I'm not about that. I don't think so, honey.
Also, in the troll bowl, now removed, is anal sex.
Thank you. Prescient. How prescient.
Thank you, babe. And now it's time for Fran.
Okay. Fran Tirado, what's it going to be?
It's going to be pre-selected special Pride edition as well.
Oh, my God. Love that.
Sponsored by Chase
Topical
Bank.
Fish. You know.
Sponsored by Chase.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Halliburton.
Hopefully the gays will be shook.
Okay.
Get ready, gays. Here,
yeah. This is Fran Tirado's I Don't Think So, Honey's time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, the masturbatory and largely apolitical Instagram presence of the Queer Eye Fab Five. Okay. What, you think your photos with Gigi Hadid are gonna help abolish ICE, honey? You think your Instagram sponsored by Vita Coco are gonna help degender bathrooms, okay? Tan, okay, you wear a crop top once and you think you've, like, broken the gender binary, honey. You've never met a trans person, and you admitted that, okay? All right.
30 seconds.
Anthony, you think that just because you put the National Suicide Prevention Hotline in your Instagram bio, you've, like, solved the suicide epidemic for queer and trans youth, honey. The only reason I need that is because every time I see your branded ads on Spotify, I want to throw myself off the Brooklyn Bridge.
18 seconds.
Honey. How about we put some real Instagram, queers on your Instagram feed, okay, honey? And Nico Tortorello does not count, okay,
Five seconds.
Nico Tortorello is the Rachel Dolezal of the queer community. Stay away from her. You stay away. No, I don't think so, honey.
And that's 1 minute.
Oh my God.
It's gotta be rule of culture number 99.
Nico Tortorella is the Rachel Dolezal of the queer community.
Get it down, Kelly, get it down.
You writing it down? Do you wanna know something? One time he reached out about being on the show and then we said we'd love to have you and then they said never mind.
He said never mind, Nico. Everyone give it up for Joseph Osmondson. Joe.
I don't want to play anymore. Can I like not go after that?
No, bitch.
You have to.
You must go.
I have notes. Okay. I'm doing pre-prepared.
Okay.
Pre-prepared.
Prep. She's a prep queen.
You ready?
Let's go. This is Joseph Osmondson's I Don't Think So, Honey.
I don't think so, honey. Fuck you, Matt. Fuck you, Bowen. Just get up on stage and in a minute, be funny. Oh, be informative. Oh, take down the Trump regime. Get it done. I don't think so, honey. I am a motherfucking scientist. I am not a comic. I spend my days with bacteria and 2 computer scientists. That's all we do. I'm not good at this shit. And then do it in front of 500 gays? Gays are mean.
30 seconds.
I know because I am a gay. And I am mean. I sit at home in my underwear.
15 seconds.
15 seconds.
Watching RuPaul's Drag Race, being like, ooh, that contour girl. Ah! Don't. I have never contoured my face in my life. I
Five
learned
seconds.
What a contour was 2 weeks ago by watching RuPaul's Drag Race.
And that's 1 minute.
Give it up for Joseph Osmondson, everybody.
Wow. Oh. Scathing, mean.
Fuck you guys.
No. Here's what he did. He was funny. He was informative. He took down the Trump regime.
He did it all. I don't think so, honey, himself.
I don't think so, honey. And now give it up for Dennis Norris II.
Yes.
Giving you Janet Jackson
Giving
tea.
You Janet. Topical.
Hi.
Topical.
Hi.
Hi. Listen.
Listen.
I am. Listen. Listen.
Listen.
Got, everyone, I am so. This bitch is so excited to be here.
Okay, great.
This bitch is excited to have you here.
Dennis, what's it going to be?
All right. Oh. I've been struggling with this for about 48 hours.
Okay, that's 2 days. Okay, so that's 2 whole days.
I have a pre-selected topic.
Great, no shame.
And it's been driving me crazy most of the week.
Here we
okay.
go, babe.
This is Dennis Norris II. I don't think
Pride
so,
Pride Edition,
honey.
It sounds like.
Pride Edition, maybe? It, and his time starts...
Kind of.
And his time starts now.
All right. I don't think so, honey. White people telling black people that they need to be civil.
Ah!
Okay? First of all, where do you get off? Okay? If you cannot stand behind Auntie Maxine, who, by the way, is the most truth-telling motherfucker all up in your entire Congress, then what the hell you doing, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer? Shut your mouth, close your
30
lips,
seconds.
Duct tape that shit, and get out of her way because you're ruining her flow, okay? And another thing, last I checked, slave days are over. So since when do you get to tell somebody 15. What to say, what to do, what to think? Because as far as I'm concerned, it seems as though the idea of being civil has led to this country being in the shit show that it's in.
Oh,
with the fascist Cheeto in office.
Give it up.
Thank you.
For Dennis Norris, everybody.
And for all these thoughts. Thank you, thoughts. Tommy Pico.
Fran Tirado.
Joseph Osmondson.
And Dennis Norris II.
All right, now.
Before
we leave you all for intermission for a quick 10 minutes so you can all get a little bit drunker, we are going to be visited by, I guess this is his fifth Las Culturistas Icon Award.
Please,
are you guys ready?
Are you ready? Please welcome to the stage,
Pat Regan. Oh my god. Oh, he hurt his foot, you guys. Wait, look, he's limping.
Oh my god, look. He has a boot.
Are you okay?
Oh my god,
sweetheart.
Pat. Oh my god, I think this is a sympathy ploy.
This is
very transparent.
Look at the acting going on.
It's performative. This is all performative.
Look at this. Mamie Gummer herself.
Mamie Gummer.
She's like Mamie Gummer,
it's
bitch.
Mamie, bitch.
She's like Mamie Gummer.
What's going on?
I can do it.
All right.
Okay. This is Pat Rogers. This is Pat Regan.
He wishes, bitch.
Stop.
He wishes that he can marry me.
You know we would hyphenate, bitch.
We would hyphenate. Pat and Matt Regan Rogers.
Do you love?
And that is white gayness. Okay, this is Pat Regan's I Don't Think So, Honey, and his time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, my fans. Oh my god, my fans are crazy. I don't think so, honey. Y'all are obsessed with me, but also don't like me enough. These young girls come up to you after a show and act like they want to raise your kids, but then when it comes to brass tacks, no one's even hooking up with me enough. I don't think so, honey. A crazed fan in the back who kicked me in the leg 3 times because I was standing in her line of vision.
30 seconds.
Bitch, if you want a selfie with me, just ask. I'll do a paid appearance at your birthday party. Just go through proper channels. I don't think so, honey. My fans, sometimes fans will come up to me and call them out for not Call me out for not
seconds.
Following them on social. It's like, yeah, because you're a fan, not a friend. I'm fully staffed in friends right now. I'm currently accepting new fans, lovers, and agents. I don't think so, honey.
Seconds.
I don't think so, honey, my fans. Everyone's obsessed with me, and a fan recently sent me a fan art on Insta where I looked ugly.
And that's 1 minute. How dare you, fan art?
Give it up for Pat Regan.
Oh my God, he can barely make it off the stage. Oh, his fans did this to him.
Oh my God. Well, while he's making his way off the stage.
Oh, we love to watch him go. Yes. Aww.
Oh, wow. Everyone, give it up for everyone you saw in this first half right now.
And there's a lot more to come from. We'll see you in 10 to 11 minutes. Go to the bar and tip your tender. See you in a bit.
Bye. Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.